I think it's a really rewarding journey. I think it's a healing journey for me. It never gets boring because there's so much to learn. So I get excited each time I find out something new. It's kind of like Christmas, getting something new. Rob Yates, Hinu Dikyong. My name is Rob Yates. Duck Juice, Hinu Hadkish Dikyong. My Haida name is Duck Juice. It literally means small shrimp. I think in 2014, when I got the Dictionary of Alaskan Haida, and then the Alaskan Haida Phrasebook came out, and then some of us started teaching ourselves. Then in 2016, I started UAS college courses. I became homeless for a short time. Along came this Our Language Pathways program by SHI, where they wanted Tlingit, Haidas, and Tsimshian to learn their languages and become teachers. One of my distant relatives in Juneau, I reached out to her, and she's like, this program is, it's like it's tailor-made for you. So I took it serious, and that summer, I started building up curriculum. The requirement was that you had to live in Juneau on the UAS campus. I remember it was a Friday, and I was supposed to have gone to a meeting in the evening to discuss who was going to teach Hodkill at UAS as a fill-in. And I forgot, and I lay down and took a nap, and then I woke up to all these text messages that I was the new teacher, and the class was 3 hours long. So it was quite the challenge. And I was a full-time student as well. I am back at UAS teaching beginning Haida, intermediate Haida, and advanced Haida curriculum development. Here again, I find myself transitioning from teacher to student. No, I don't get the college credit of the intermediate Haida class that I was taking because I'm now the teacher. And so I don't get those credits at all. But one of my colleagues said, you're going to be so busy teaching that you may not ever get a bachelor's degree. It rings more true now, 2.5 years later. The phrase is Hinan, Lao, Ijung. Life is good. But it also goes deeper than that. Like, life is precious. Live your life to the fullest type of thing. Whenever I say that phrase, I could feel the positivity and that there are not empty words, that the words ring true. I think it's a really powerful phrase. I think it's a really positive phrase. It always touches my spirit. Our spirit resides 3 inches below the throat. So that's why I'm touching right here.